My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. He represents the Buckeye State's 4th Congressional District, and he is a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which on Wednesday heard testimony related to the very badly fouled up rollout of the Obamacare website, whether in terms of actual usability, security, all sorts of issues at issue in the committee hearing earlier today. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet, Greg. And bad rollout is an understatement, right?
It certainly would appear that way. It seems like from the questions and the answers that I heard today is that nobody knew what anybody else was doing. And the one thing that you asked was, October 1st was never in the law. It's not a hard and fast date.
Right.
Why didn't somebody just delay it and nobody had an answer?
The reason they couldn't delay it, though, Greg, was then Republicans would be right. But we can't have that. Not in the most politically oriented administration in history where everything is driven by politics, not about getting to the facts. I mean, we have the Benghazi scandal and, oh, it was blamed on the video. We have the IRS scandal, oh, it was just two rogue agents in Cincinnati. And now here we have the rollout of Obamacare and October 1st not written in the law, but politically we got to stick to that date because that's what we told everyone and we can't let Republicans be right because they were fighting the rollout and wanting to delay this. So people's information was put at risk for political reasons, and that is just unacceptable.
What have you heard from your constituents, I guess to some extent with accessibility to the site, but also the growing security concerns, which the project manager who testified before your committee today said he wasn't even aware of memos less than a month before the launch date that there were major, major problems.
The outside contractor who was hired to look into the security of the system did a report, and the report said complete end-to-end testing of the exchange application never occurred. And I asked all the people on the panel, Mr. Van Roekel, who's Chief Information Officer for the United States, did you know about this report? No. I asked Mr. Park, who's supposed to be the wonder guy, as I said in the committee, Clark Kent coming out of the phone booth is going to solve the problem. Mr. Park, he said, I didn't know about it. Mr. Chow, I didn't know about it. So the people who were designing it, the people who were responsible for making sure this system is safe, making sure this website works, didn't even know about the report where the outside agency contracted to look into the confidentiality and whether this thing would work from end to end, didn't even know that the report said it wouldn't work, that it had never been tested. So it was uncertain whether it would work. They didn't even know that. So a lot of confidence. And to your first question, what we're hearing from constituents is, we're hearing from constituents who are losing their plans. They're getting notices saying, you're not going to keep your plan. You got to change plans. So that's what we're hearing. We get letters and emails every day from constituents who are hearing about how bad this is, not to mention the fact that when they lose their plan and go to the website doesn't work.
And if they can get through, what are they seeing? I don't know how many are getting through, but if they do, what are they seeing there?
You're exactly right. They're getting a notice that they can't keep their current plan. They go to the website, which typically they can't get access to any information. And then if they do get through, you know what they find out? The new plan is going to cost more. Such a deal. Such a deal.
So what did you learn, if anything, today?
Well, we learned that you got to have Nancy Ann DeParle and Gene Lambrow in front of the committee next week. Chairman Eisen, I sent a letter last week to the White House saying we want these two individuals who were the key individuals, the policy people at the White House, the political appointees who ran health care. There was a story in the Washington Post that said David Cutler, chief economist at Harvard, recommended the president not use DeParle and Lambrow to keep people at the White House, but hire an outside expert who had experience in the private sector. The president refused and says, no, I want Nancy Ann DeParle, the same lady who worked on getting Obamacare passed, the key kind of lobbyist person from the White House who got Obamacare passed. He said, no, I want her in charge. And so we need those people. There's a series of weekly meetings held over the last several years where DeParle and Lambrow ran those meetings, and they met with all kinds of people across government for implementing the Affordable Care Act. We want those two individuals in front of the committee. And what we got yesterday was a letter back from the White House saying, you know what, they're not going to come. So maybe we're going to have to subpoena them.
In terms of the promise now, of course, is that the website will be secure, it'll be functional, and folks can use it by the end of the month. As we've already discussed, there's a whole lot of issues to concern folks in addition to whether or not the website's working. But how likely is it that those promises will become true?
You know, if history is any indication, not very likely. I mean, they told us before the website rolled out, this is going to work fine. The president told us that if you like your plan, you can keep it. The president also said that most people will see a drop in their premiums. So far, they're 3 for 3 in lies. So now that they're telling us it's going to be ready by the end of the month, call me skeptical.
We're talking with Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. And Congressman, as you well know, there is a vote scheduled later this week in the House, and there are similar plans in the Senate that would actually make it so that the president would make good on his promise that if you like your plan, you can keep it. That might even be the title of the bill that Chairman Upton has on this. There's a growing debate, though, among those on the right about whether this is a good idea. Obviously, you don't want to see folks suffer in this way, but they see potential for political chicanery here so that it's the Republicans who end up on the defensive if the Senate, which might replace what the House passes with its own version, might put you guys on the spot. So how do you deal with this?
I think it's a valid concern, and it's something I think we're looking at. What we want to try to do is implement good policy that is in the best interest of the families and the individuals and the businesses we get a chance to represent. And so those debates are going on. I'm not sure how it will play out and what exactly is the right move. What I do know is this. This bill doesn't work. This bill, I think, will never work. And the answer in the end is for this bill to be repealed. If we can delay it, if we can stall it, if we can suspend it, all those things are good. But ultimately, this law, needs to be repealed because it will not work. It is not going to allow families to keep the doctor that they want, to keep the insurance plan they want. It's just not in the best interest of our country.
We're seeing Democrats from red states, blue states, some very deep blue states, at least join on to the idea of forcing the president to honor his promise here. Do you get the sense that Democrats are coming to the point where they might actually entertain repeal, or are we still a ways away from that?
You know what? It's you know the old line. Most politicians don't see the light, they feel the heat. And I think there are a lot of Democrats feeling the heat from constituents about how bad, how poorly, how much of a disaster this law is. So yeah, I think there's a pretty darn good chance that a bunch of Democrats find the Lord and are willing to say, you know what, we should delay this whole thing. I don't know that they'll get to repeal right away, which is what should happen. But I do think there's a decent chance that many of them say, you know what, let's delay the whole bill.
The president, of course, has now said that he's sorry that people are in this situation. But there doesn't seem to be any embrace of what Chairman Upton's trying to do or even what other Democrats are trying to do. So how do you expect him to play on this?
I don't know. I mean, the president, let's just be honest, it's his signature piece of legislation. In common language, it's not referred to as the Affordable Care Act. It's referred to as Obamacare. So the likelihood that the president's willing to do the right thing and delay this entire law, I think, is somewhat remote today. But again, over time, that may change. As more and more Americans, and we're seeing it every day, wake up and find out the policy that they had, the policy the president said they could keep if they liked it, they're not going to be able to do that. As more and more Americans wake up to that fact, I think the president and the White House are going to hear about it. And of course, Democrat members of the Senate and the House are hearing about it, and that's why you're seeing many of them, like Kurt Schroeder. That's why you're seeing so many senators in Republican-leaning states, like Ms. Hagan, Ms. Landrieu, Senator Pryor, start to say, you know what, we need to change this law. So those are all positive signs.
A lot of activity to happen still this week and beyond. Congressman, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet, Greg. Take care, buddy.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.